Let us gather our hearts, our thoughts, our needs, our concerns, and our joys, and bow our heads in silence as we begin this time of prayer together. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, hear our prayers this morning. As we lift our hearts before you, let us begin in humility, confessing our weakness, our need of you. And Father, let us embrace that weakness, not as weakness as the world would see, but that we would know true strength in relying on you, that we would know infinite power, infinite wisdom, infinite presence, a love unshakable, and a dependence that doesn't create need and want, but gives us peace. Let us bring our hearts before you today with the needs that are silently there, some who have called upon us as a church to remember them in prayer, some we've written, some we've shared aloud. Father, you know each and every need. And God, we'd ask that your will be done in it. Father, giving them and us the strength to accept whatever that will may be. And Father, let us know that your will is love and grace. But Father, sometimes we do make mistakes. And you forgive us of them, but Father, they have their consequences. So, Father, where we have made those mistakes, bad choices, bad decisions, Father, forgive us, but help us to heal those wounds, to learn, to part from, not to continue in. For, Father, sometimes the sins are those things which we do. And sometimes, Father, the sin is that which we do not do. For the things we should not have said, and for the things we should have that went left unsaid. Father, we pray this morning that you would unravel and reveal the traps of our adversary. Father, that we would see them and the people in our lives would see them. We would not get caught up in the snares, therefore, if we could see them. And Father, we know that that comes through prayer, dedication to your word. So Father, give us that time we need for both of those things. Let us be slow to speak and quick to love. Give us strength to repent and to forgive. And Father, we come today to pray for each one here this morning and those who travel in our way and are missed by us. And we come to pray not just for us, but for our church, which is us. Your call upon our lives to be a body of Christ here. And Father, we pray this morning for other churches who are professing Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. We pray for the leaders in our community, in our nation. We pray for the people of our country. We pray for nations around the world. Father, we see such atrocities and tragedies. But Father, let us also know that there is good that goes on. Care and compassion, love and mercy. And Father, today we bring it all to you. We thank you and we praise you as you hear our prayers, lifted in the name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, our Christ. Amen. Let us now pray as he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Seated.